Now, in a black sky, a sliver of sunlight crests the Earth. Rays of light shoot off the continents, and a three-dimensional word orbits the planet, Universal. A web address appears, www.universalstudios.com. Universal Pictures presents an Apatow production. Now sun shines down on a two-story white and brick apartment building. Inside, a clean-cut man lies awake in bed. His digital alarm clock switches to 7 o'clock. The man lies alone, spooning his pillow. A title appears, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Now he walks drowsily past a doorway, his boxers stretched taut over a large boner. Steve Carell, Catherine Keener. Stepping into a bathroom, he stands in front of the toilet and reaches for his boxers. He bends over a little, then a lot. Behind him, a small shelf displays dozens of action figures. He walks back, his boxers still bulging. Later, staring at a picture of Doug Henning, he works out using resistance bands. Now he squeezes a Thighmaster. Now he does sit-ups using an ab chair. Later he takes a bubble bath. He glumly spits out water. At a vanity, his toiletries sit neatly around one sink while another goes unused. The man cleans out his ear, then checks the cotton swab. In the kitchen, he sets an omelet on a plate with fresh fruit and bacon. He eats alone at a small kitchen table. Outside, he tucks his right pant leg into his sock and pushes a bicycle away from his apartment door. An older couple looks down from a balcony.
Hey, Andy! What's up, dude?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
When are you going to get a car?
Hey, why don't you get a car?
I can't afford it.
Hey, so Survivor, tomorrow night, we on?
See you then.
I'll bring a soda. Hey, enjoy your orange.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
That guy needs to get laid.
Tell me something I don't know.
Wearing a helmet, Andy rides down a tree-lined residential road. A red plastic crate sits behind his seat. He sits up straight behind the bike's tall handlebars. With a bag slung across his chest, Andy weaves playfully on the empty pavement. More credits. Paul Rudd, Romany Malco, Seth Rogen, Elizabeth Banks. Later, Andy crosses a busy four-lane street.
Pardon me.
Sorry. He hops a curb and pedals toward a two-story strip mall. Later, Andy enters a store called Smart Tech, carrying his front bicycle tire and bag. Wearing a gray Smart Tech polo shirt, Andy nods to a tall woman with short blonde hair.
Morning, Paula.
Andy?
A busty customer approaches.
Excuse me. I have a question. What is the difference between Hi8 and digital videotapes?
I'm not a salesman, so...
A salesman cuts in.
Welcome to Smart Tech. How can I be of service to you?
Well, I was just wondering, what is the difference between these?
Well, if I'm photographing someone as fine as yourself...
At a TV display, a Michael McDonald concert plays on dozens of screens. Nearby, Andy stands behind a half door and puts on a name tag. A tattooed stock guy, Cal, arrives.
Good. Sorry I'm late, man.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, man. I had a weekend.
Yeah.
We went to Tijuana, Mexico, mm-hmm. You know, and we thought it'd be fun, you know, to go to this show. Everyone's, you got to check out one of these shows. And, you know, it's a woman fucking a horse. We get there, and, you know, we think it's going to be awesome, and... It is not as cool as it sounds like it would be, man. It is, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You think a woman fucking a horse, and you get there, and it's a woman fucking a horse.
Yeah.
It was really giving it to her. And you know what? To be honest, I felt bad for her. We all just felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Kind of felt bad for the horse.
Wow, that's something.
So did you, what did you get up to?
You know, I just kind of hung out. God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm gonna make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, like, a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours.
He scratches his head.
Like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It's a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It was
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Cal pretends to blow out his brains at the TV display.
Hey, Paula.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something. I'm really excited about it. For the first time today, I woke up, I came to the store, and I feel confident to say to you that if you don't take this Michael McDonald DVD that you've been playing for 2 years straight off, I'm going to kill everyone in the store and put a bullet in my brain.
David, what do you suggest we play?
I don't care. Anything. I would rather watch Beautician and the Beast. I would rather listen to Fran Drescher for 8 hours than have to listen to Michael McDonald. Nothing against him, but if I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
You're such a smartass. Get back on the floor.
As Paula steps away, the salesman lurches.
Oh, fuck you.
Later, the cocky salesman, Jay, stands with Cal and David.
How about Andy?
No.
Come on, man, we need what? 5 guys that play a decent poker game, right?
Yeah.
If we cancel this, I'm gonna have to go to some stupid-ass birthday party with Jill, and that shit ain't happening.
No.
Why not?
Because he's a really nice guy and all, but I'm pretty sure that he is a serial murderer.
Who cares, man? He's a nice guy. I just want to get drunk, fucked up, and play some cards.
That's great. Look, I don't want to end up a lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
I don't really see any other options.
Later.
Andy! My man! You got any plans later on tonight?
Why? Do we have to unload the Sony truck?
No. Nah, the guys are getting together and playing some poker. I thought, you know, you'd want to play.
With you guys? Yeah. Yeah, sure, that'd be cool.
You know how to play, right?
Yeah, I play online sometimes.
We're going to play in the store.
Great. Are we allowed to do that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, so I'm going to go tell Paula. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That sounds great. Well, cool. I'll see you guys tonight.
Okay.
All right. Oops.
As Andy leaves, David faces Jay.
I almost feel guilty.
No, you don't.
Nighttime. Outside his apartment, Andy wheels his bike past a pool. Later, he walks up the steps to Smart Tech. Now inside, Andy plays poker with David, Jay, Cal, and a white-haired salesman.
Nice. Going down!
Andy sets down his cards beside a can of Fanta.
A full house?
Oh, my
God. Dude, what?
How much fucking online poker do you play, dog?
Just like an hour or two a night when I'm not playing Halo.
What are you, reddish guy? You're fucking ringing, man. This is hog shit. You're a fucking asshole to tell me you come here to tell me he was a nice guy, didn't you? Well, fuck you people. Fuck you, you, and you. Fuck and kiss my big, brown fucking ass, okay?
I'm gonna see you tomorrow.
Peace.
All right, man.
Fuck a goat.
The old man storms out.
Good night. I love that guy.
Dude, you totally... Oh, shit, I gotta go. Damn. About to go see Ellen in a little bit.
Going now? Late night action, huh?
Dude, you know how it goes, man.
Does your girlfriend know about all these late night visits?
It's like an unspoken agreement, yeah.
It's like a completely and utterly unspoken agreement.
Because, you know, if you knew her, if you knew who I was dealing with, you wouldn't be saying this shit. There's nothing you can't do with this woman, straight up and down. I literally sit at home trying to think of things to do to her. I'm dead serious. Sometimes I just sit for hours, just staring at the sky, trying to come up with something to do. I don't even know she can walk. I've never seen her standing up. I've only seen her on her back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick, man.
Wow.
That is not sick. I will give you sick.
Oh, shit.
I was sleeping with a woman recently. She had her tits were unbelievable.
Oh, man, I love titties, so.
And so we're doing it, and I'm about to finish, and her dog starts licking my ass.
Oh, do I?
I swear to God. And I have to decide, do I finish or do I stop the dog?
I know your nasty ass, he finished.
I finished. And then I stole the dog. No, I did, but.
You know, sometimes Amy and I would make love. So it was almost like we weren't two people, but we were two spirits or something. Our souls were connected in this way. I can't describe it. Time stood still. It was like we were sharing the same heart.
Stop, man. Why do you always come and kill the vibe with those things? Sharing the same heart. That's like some Britney Spears shit, man. This is three grown-ass men. Don't nobody want to hear that shit?
Yeah, man. Come on. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Thank you, Andy. Dude, you broke up 2 years ago. You, like, get over it at some point.
2 years, man.
You need to get past that because no ass is worth thinking that much about. I always say.
Andy, do me a favor. Would you please help him redeem himself by telling a real sex story?
Yes.
I don't, you know what? I'm a gentleman and I don't, you know, I don't kiss and tell.
Fuck it, I raise you. Nastiest shit you've ever done. I'm talking about nasty.
Wow. So many stories are running through my head right now. I dated this girl for a while and she was really a nasty freak. She just loved to get down with sex all the time. She was like, any time of day, she was like, yeah, let's go. I'm so nasty. And I'd be nailing her.
Oh, shit.
She'd be like, oh, you're nailing me. Cool.
She talk dirty to you?
Oh, she loved to dirty talk. Totally into it. She'd be like, yeah, let's screw. Let's, I wanna fuck. God, it was so dirty. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. So
what was the titties like, bro?
Yeah, describe her, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had great tits.
Oh, no. But I mean, like, detail, though. Does she have, like, you know, them little pink teeny nipples?
Oh, yeah.
Or like the long National Geographic nipples?
Long.
You have, like, the bumpy braille nipples, the Stevie Wonders?
Yeah, they were nice. You know, when, like, you grab a woman's breast and it's, and you feel it and it feels like a bag of sand when you're touching it.
Bag of sand.
The guys stare blankly.
You know what I mean. Why don't we just play? Why don't we just deal the cards?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever felt a breast before, man?
Yes.
Dude, are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. I've been with tons of women.
I touched a guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Hey, dude, it's not a big deal. You like to fuck guys. I'm cool with it. I got friends that fuck guys in jail.
No, I'm not gay. No, I've borked a lot of women in my day.
You borked?
Hold up. Yo, answer this question. Are you a virgin? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, not since I was 10.
It all makes sense. You're a virgin.
I am, shut up.
How does that happen?
He's a fucking virgin. Oh. I knew it. That makes so much sense, man. Look, he's a virgin.
You guys are hilarious.
All right. Come on, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to help the partner out. I'm trying to say I want to get you laid, dude. I understand what's going on
here,
right?
You guys are so up your asses.
From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm getting you some pussy.
Andy's lips tense as his gaze moves around the table. Now on his bike, Andy pedals hard and grimaces.
The bag of sand, come on, man. You can do better than that. God, me so horny. God, me so stupid.
Now he plods around his apartment.
Oh, come on.
In bed.
It's gonna be fine. They don't even remember. Those guys are cool.
As sunlight slowly brightens the room, Andy lies awake in the same position.
This is gonna be bad.
Now, carrying his bike tire, Andy gets stuck in SmartTech's doors. He angrily yanks it free.
Hey, David.
Andy.
As David walks by, Andy passes Cal.
What's up?
Cal, good morning.
Yeah.
Andy's cautious gaze relaxes as he rounds a merchandise divider.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
We're going to have to get you some punani.
Andy frowns. Jay stands on a chair.
Andy, it's going down, partner. We're going to be up.
The TVs show bikini-clad women washing cars.
For you. Waves of it coming at you on Friday, Saturday. By Sunday, your nuts going to be drained.
The white-haired salesman approaches.
Don't let them bother you. It's okay not to have sex. Not everybody's a pussy magnet. You, what are you, 25?
I'm 40.
Holy shit, man, you got to get on that. Life isn't about sex. Life is about children and passion.
Yeah.
And spirit.
Yeah, it's life's about passion.
It's not about fucking and balls and pussy. It's about love. It's about people. It's about connection.
It's all about connections.
It's set up with cock and ass and tits
mm-hmm.
and butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
It's not about this rusty trombone and a dirty Sanchez.
Please stop.
And the Cincinnati bow tie.
Mooch.
And the pussy juice cocktail. And the shit-stained balls.
Mooch, just please stop.
Just all relax. Right.
That's enough. Party's over. Let the virgin get back to work.
Andy bolts out of the store. David sprints after him.
Come on! We were just
just kidding. All right, Andy, nobody cares that you're a virgin. Don't be such a baby. They were just having fun. They didn't mean anything.
Get away from me, David.
Wait a minute. Stop following me.
Hold up.
Andy reaches a walkway's dead end. He tries a door, but it's locked.
I'm gonna have to quit my job now.
You don't have to quit your job.
You know what? I don't want to go out with you guys. What? Okay? I don't need your help.
Okay, all right, fine. You don't have to go out with us if you don't want.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Okay.
I have a very fulfilling life.
He plays a baritone and paints die-cast figures.
And now I am making your silver pants blue.
He plays video games.
Get some Roadburn. Come on. Come on.
And he does karaoke in his boxers.
Around the world, got a weird thing to show you.
He reads a comic book, now in a coffee shop with David.
So how could this not have happened?
It just never happened. When I was young, I tried, and it didn't happen. And then I got older, and I got more and more nervous because it hadn't happened yet. And I got kind of weirded out about it, and then it really didn't happen. And then, I don't know, I just kind of stopped trying.
Do you want to give it another shot?
Maybe it's too late. Sometimes I feel that it is just too late for me.
Oh, no, that's crazy. You're 40 years old, you know? 40's the new 20. You want to spend the next 60 years of your life never experiencing sex? And not just sex, but love and a relationship and laughing and cuddling and all that shit.
I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
Look, you gotta take a risk. You gotta risk it. Look at me. I went out with this girl for 4 months, and it was the greatest thing in my life. Until she went down on this guy in an Escalade, I think. And, you know, instead of like saying, okay, what am I doing that caused this behavior? I dumped her. Stupid decision. I spent the last 2 years of my life regretting it.
Well, why don't you get her back right now?
Oh, because she's dating this pot dealer. Stupid, horrible decision. But hey, that's her journey, you know? I gotta respect that. I gotta give her the space. She wants to be some immature little bitch and blow everybody. That's love, man.
It sounds horrible.
Of course it's horrible. It's suffering and it's pain and it's, you know, you lose weight and then you put back on weight and then you call them a bunch of times and then you try and email and then they move or they change their email. But that's just love.
Do you realize that this is the first time we've spoken for more than, like, 30 seconds?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of nice.
Come out with us this weekend. No pressure. We'll just have a good time.
Okay, yeah, I will. I'll give it a shot.
Great.
But I'm not going to have sex with anybody.
Good. Sex should be the last thing on your mind. Ah!
On the sidewalk, Andy's gaze roves from a strolling woman in a sleeveless top to a seated woman's cleavage. As she notices him, he smiles politely and redirects his gaze away. Now a busboard advertises Eruption perfume and shows a bare-skinned couple intertwined. A slogan reads, "You know you want it."
Okay.
As Andy walks, a second bus inches by, completely shrink-wrapped with the same sexy ad.
Oh, come on, bus!
Andy runs, but the bus accelerates. In a nearby park, a Yorkie humps a basset hound.
Oh, come on, dogs!
The top dog watches Andy, then resumes pumping.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nighttime at Andy's building. Inside, Andy turns off his bedside light and curls up under his black and white comforter set. The screen whites out to a flashback. A younger Andy faces a brunette teen.
I mean, I'm kind of nervous. I never had oral sex before.
Jennifer told me how to do it. It's gonna kick ass.
The girl's braces glint. She licks the steel parts and kneels. Now with a different girl.
What?
Me.
Yeah.
Sucking. On your toe.
Oh, that's what you want to suck
on? Yeah. It's so big and thick.
Okay.
She licks his big toe.
Yeah.
Her mouth engulfs it.
He
kicks her off the bed.
Oh, no. Your nose is bleeding.
You think?
I'm sorry.
You are terrible at this. You should just give up forever.
Andy wakes up in a panic.
Oh.
Now with the guys at Smart Tech, Andy wears a butter-colored polo shirt.
Cal, what do you think? Is this too yellow?
No. What's Curious George like in real life?
Come on, man.
Later in a club, young patrons lounge and dance. One woman laps booze from another's navel. As two other ladies make out, Andy watches with David and Jay.
Wow, this is pretty crowded.
Yeah, well, you know, it's $9 beer night.
Okay, look now. So this is what's about to happen, all right? You're about to go run down some drunk chicks, all right? Don't confuse that with tipsy. We're talking about drunk. I want vomit in the hair, bruised up knees. A broken heel is a plus. That's what you want to find, okay?
No, if you know what? Dave already told me I didn't have to have sex tonight, and now he's gone, so.
Dude, just stop thinking for a minute, all right? You ain't got to think on this one.
No.
All you got to do is use your instinct. How do you think a lion knows to tackle a gazelle? It's written. It's a code written in his DNA. It says, tackle the gazelle.
Okay.
And believe it or not, in every man, there's a code written that says, tackle drunk bitches.
No, God. You know what? I don't feel comfortable hitting on drunk bitches, you know? I don't think that's right.
Okay, hold up, though. First of all, you making it out to be some kind of bad thing.
Well,
I didn't use bitches in a derogatory sense, you did.
It just does, this doesn't feel right.
Of course it don't feel right. What has felt right for you doesn't work. You need to try some wrong, dog.
Okay, how do I tell which ones are drunk?
Now, the guys sit with a group of women in day-glow wigs.
So we just decided, because this is my last night as a free woman before I marry Dan, that we would just wig out!
You guys are hilarious.
Jay holds a dildo like a telephone.
Yes, Mr. President. Yes, the erection results are in.
Cal holds a striped dildo.
Hey guys, look, it's Dr. Seuss's penis. I really mean this.
Andy holds a phallic cake pan.
Who wants penis cake?
He does.
Hey, you guys, Betty Cocker.
Later, one party girl faces Andy.
What a good guy. Dan, the guy Robin's marrying, is such a good guy.
He sounds like a good guy.
Oh, I hated him for like 2 years because he cheated on me.
Oh.
But.
The long-haired blonde downs a hefty shot.
He's really changed now. He's a really good guy now.
Your friends seem nice.
You have really kind eyes, you know that?
Thanks. Your hat is sequins.
The party girl wraps her arms around him and kisses him hungrily. Her eager fingers muss his hair, then squeeze his ass. As they separate, Andy smiles goofily.
You have your hands on my belt.
What?
Your hands are on my belt.
I'm sorry.
That's good.
You're cute. This is kind of lame. You want to get out of here?
Okay. Yeah. So lame.
The party girl pounds two more shots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Andy follows her to the door. Jay slaps him a low five. Outside, the party girl stumbles.
You want to drive?
Oh, I don't have a car with me here, so.
Scott, just suck it up. Drive it.
They get in. Andy buckles up.
Are you drunk?
No, I didn't have anything to drink.
Go into this?
Oh, okay.
Andy puffs into a breathalyzer. The reading comes up zero.
What is this?
The judge recommended I get one.
She peels out. Now in traffic, the party girl lets go of the steering wheel and moves to the music.
Okay, wow. That's fast.
Andy's date mimes roping him like a calf.
Come on, you're on the map.
The car swerves wildly. Andy tenses up in his seat.
Come on, get me now. Since you're with me now. And Dan's like, you are such a B-I-T-C-H bitch. And I'm like, you're the bitch. You know?
Yeah.
But who's your name again?
Andy.
Let me tell you something, Andy. Don't ever be named Dan. Dan rhymes with man and men jerk off. And he was a jerk off. Do you know what I mean?
Yo, look out!
They just miss rear-ending a van.
I like you. You're not a jack.
The woman's cheeks briefly bulge.
I think I ate some bad shellfish sandwich or something.
She smiles at Andy.
You're cute.
No!
She yanks him into a kiss, ignoring the road. Andy flounders in her grip. She lets go.
Oh, that is selfish.
They weave into the oncoming lane.
Oh, sorry! Oh,
watch it!
Welcome, my
guy! They run a light.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Oh, yes! No! Oh, God! Yes! Oh.
You're not looking at me.
Yes, you're pretty.
You're not looking at
yes,
me.
Yes, you're pretty.
Do you think I'm pretty? Mm-hmm. Look at me! Mm-hmm. Look at me! Mm-hmm. Look at me!
I'm looking! You're pretty! You're pretty! God, I just want to live!
The car swerves again.
I hope I get my period soon. I am in a bad mood.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
She shuts her eyes. The car sideswipes six parked cars.
Oh, God! Go away!
Oh. Off the wheel. Jeez. I'm not gonna get my pants acting like that. I'm starving. Let's get some fucking French toast. Okay. Here we are.
Oh, God, we made it.
Sweet home.
Yay.
The party girl turns. They ram into a passing car, get spun in a 360, and lurch to a halt.
Oh, are you okay?
A fucker came out of nowhere.
Oh, okay. We're okay. Well, are you okay? Well, are you, what's the matter?
She pukes in his face.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think I kind of had that coming.
I'll still have sex with you if you want.
You know what? I think I'm going to pass on the sex, if you don't mind.
At least I don't have to work out tomorrow.
Did you have a daiquiri tonight?
Yeah.
I thought you might.
It was a very bad night.
Daytime. The guys smash fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah, laugh. You know what? You guys wouldn't be laughing right now if some girl had just vomited shellfish sandwich into your mouth.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You know, it's my bad. Let me apologize to you, first of all, for not mentioning in detail that when you pick up a drunk woman who's falling down on her way out of the bar, that you should probably drive.
I drive a bike.
Okay, Mr. Schwinn fucking Armstrong, who asked you to drive a bike?
Oh, you know what? I'm not the only person in the world who rides a bike.
Yeah, everyone rides a bike when they're fucking six.
Why don't you kiss something? Because this is over, you guys, okay?
Can I just interject for a second? Let me just say, you are putting the pussy up on this pedestal. You're just building the pussy up, man.
What are you even talking about, building the pussy up? What does that mean?
You making the pussy into this great big Greek goddess named Pussaliath, and what you're doing is you're psyching yourself into thinking it's some impossible feat.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Right.
That's it. It's Pussalia, right?
Look where you going.
I don't want to say the word anymore.
Say what word?
Pussy.
Fuck
I don't
it.
Want to say it.
Pussy.
Cal swings a bulb against David's pant leg.
Dude, new pants, man.
They return to the store.
You know, you said there wasn't going to be any pressure at all.
I'm not pressuring you.
Excuse me, can one of you guys help me, please?
No hablo English, lady.
Oh.
I actually am helping a customer right now, but...
Okay, well,
I'm on break. But our stock supervisor is very knowledgeable. He can answer all of your questions, and he'd love to help you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Jay leaves the woman with Andy.
Great. Okay. Hi, I'm Trish.
Hi, Andy is my name.
Later.
This one looks pretty good.
Oh, you don't want to buy that VCR.
I don't?
No, actually, to be totally honest with you, you don't want to buy any VCR. It's a dead technology. It's, you know, it's like getting an 8-track player.
Yeah.
Or a Beta Max.
Oh.
You know what? Actually, I'd recommend this one. This is a dual. You've got the VCR and DVD combo. So, you know, that technology would be probably pretty good for...
6 months or so?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. At best. Sorry.
No.
Good
well,
as it gets.
Okay, that sounds good then.
Okay.
Excusa, por favor.
Cal squeezes by.
Coming through. Muchas gracias.
God, you know, it's so funny. I work right across the street, and I've never been in this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Oh, the We Sell Your Stuff on eBay store.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the name?
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking for something, you know, obvious, so I chose that.
I don't understand. So what, you do what?
Well, I take the stuff that you don't want, and then I sell it on eBay.
So, but you don't actually sell anything in the store?
No, I don't.
So why do you have a store?
I don't know. No, I think it's because, you know, I want to maybe look professional and not like a crazy person who's just gonna steal all your shit.
Sure. I didn't mean anything by that.
No, it's okay. You know what? You should come by sometime if you want.
She writes on a business card.
Yourself, check it out.
I'll check out your empty store.
Yeah, it's the one across the street that's not empty. Here's my number, so.
All right.
So, just anytime.
Why do I need your number if you're across the street, though?
I don't really have a good answer for that, Andy.
Sorry.
Just giving it to you.
So I'll write you up and I'll meet you over at the register.
Okay.
Check you out. Check out.
Okay, see you over there.
Okay.
Okay.
She walks off.
Awful chatty.
Hey, look. I mean, I think she gave me her number. She wrote down her number, but I think she gave me her number.
Oh, no, she gave
you. Jay hugs him.
See? You still mad at me?
No, I was never.
Right? You see what I mean?
No.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate it, man. Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Later in a bar.
Oh, man, give him some credit, man. Give him some credit. The man pulled a number.
That's just, I can't believe that happened.
What you did was you zoned in.
She just gave me her number.
That's great, man. I'm telling you, love is a mysterious fig.
It is.
Okay, here's a question. When should I call her?
You like her?
Yeah,
you definitely don't want to call her.
When is the next Olympics?
So what you just got to do is just get you a bunch of these hood rats, run through them, just knock them out. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Now, once you done slayed like 20, 30 of them hood rats, now you ready to go up to the upper echelon type hoe. You know what I mean? That's
I'm not a big hoe runner.
My uncle used to drive a hoe runner.
Screw these analogies. What he's saying is, you are going to be so bad at sex the first time, you don't want to have sex with someone you like, because they'll think you're a weirdo for being so lame at it. You want to have sex with hood rats first, so that by the time you get to the girl you do like, you're not terrible at sex. You'll be mediocre at it. Probably still pretty bad, though.
Put it up for my man for pulling that number.
Way to go, man.
Politics his ass off.
He did politics.
They toast.
Like a chain, round the bend, you ready?
Jay pounds back a shot, then David, then Cal, then Andy. As Andy polishes off his first, Cal's hand holds out a second. As Andy drains the little glass, Cal's hand raises a third. Now all four guys sink shots into pints of beer and chug them. Using straws, they race through tropical drinks. Later, Andy holds a lighter to an apple, which he smokes like a bong. A hole in the side is stuffed with pot. He takes a hit from its end. Now all but Andy piss on a restaurant wall.
I can't.
Do it.
I can't be in public.
Gotta do it.
I've got a mental block about it.
Come on, do it.
I'm shy!
Andy shoots a stream.
I'm in public!
Now in SmartTech.
What
he's locked inside a home theater with porn playing on the TV.
Right on, man.
Andy shakes the glass doors.
You guys, this is not funny.
Morning. Dressed for work, Andy uses tongs to put a waffle on a plate with some bacon. As he opens the fridge, he notices Trish's eBay business card held in place by a Fantastic Four magnet. He plucks the card off the fridge and reaches for his cordless phone. He waits. At her home, Trish reads the morning paper.
Hello?
He hangs up. Now at SmartTech, Andy finds Jay in an armchair watching a wall of TVs.
Hey, what you watching?
Dawn of the Dead, man.
Oh, great.
Store's slow. Paula's gone. Yo, is Paula back?
No, she's not here.
She said we can't watch this in here. You sure?
I know. Can I ask you something in confidence? I know this is going to sound weird. Am I good looking? Do you think a woman would find me attractive?
Oh, my God!
A zombie bites someone's neck.
Oh, my God, the blood.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, Andy, hold on.
Listen, this is embarrassing for me. This is hard to talk about.
Are you ready for my honest answer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're a good-looking cat. I don't think that anybody knows it, and I don't think anybody can see it.
Well, that's why I'm asking you. You know, you seem really well-groomed, really put together.
Jay shows his shaved head and trimmed goatee.
All of this right here, premeditated, partner. You gotta highlight your attributes. You're like a diamond in the rough. You willing to make some sacrifices?
Absolutely.
See that whole Teen Wolf thing you got going right there?
Andy's chest hair.
You need to wax that right out. Boom.
Does it hurt?
Nah, waxing don't hurt. I mean, not unless you a bitch, you know what I mean? Didn't hurt me. I get it done all the time. What the fuck? Oh!
Jay seizes watching the TV behind Andy.
Fuck that nigga up! Bitch, get out the road!
now in a salon.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Cool.
This the one right here, right?
Hi, how are you?
So this is your first time getting body waxed?
Yes, yes, it is.
Take off your shirt.
Okay.
Andy exposes his extremely hairy chest.
Oh, we're gonna need more wax!
I'm staying. This is gonna be good.
And clear all my appointments in the afternoon.
Later.
Here we go. Oh, that feels warm.
As Andy lies on a table, the beautician spreads wax above his left nipple.
I like your sweater. Does that come in a V-neck?
She presses a 3-inch cloth strip onto the wax.
She starts doing his pubes, I'm out of here.
You won't look good after this, man.
Thanks, man.
So, ready?
Yeah.
She grabs one end of the cloth.
Itch, knee, some.
She rips off a patch of hair.
Oh, you sucker! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just your job.
Huh? Just stop now.
No. That's okay. Let's do another.
That one little patch looks sexy, though.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Ooh.
It looks man-tastic.
The beautician applies more wax.
Okay.
She lays down another cloth.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
You got it.
Wow.
Your first one's the only one that hurts.
Yeah. Well, those hairs are pretty deep. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Itch. Me. Stop.
God! Suck it, motherfucker! You shithead! Oh, I hate you. I hate you so much. You. That one hurt. That one hurt just as much as the first one.
That's great, man.
She readies a cloth on the other side of his chest.
1, 2, 3. Ah!
Fuck me! In the ass! Wow-wee! I'm sorry. I really don't swear this much.
Okay, you know what? You know, I got a weak stomach. That's all I can really take. All right, I'll see y'all.
Jay?
Be tough, Andy. You got it.
Where did Jay go?
He went to throw up.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2.
Oh, cocksucker, motherfucker! You pulled on 2! Why didn't you pull on 3? Sweaty pie hole! Como se llama? No, Kelly Clarkson!
The hairless patches on his chest turn beet red. Jay peeks in.
Are y'all done or y'all?
Oh,
that's fucked up.
Balls.
Oh, that's fucked up.
He exits. The beautician grins as she displays a hairy cloth strip.
I hate you! Stop smiling, you jerk!
You pussy.
Oh, God. What's next? No, you're doing the nipple.
Oh, not the nipple. Come
not
on.
Not the nipple.
Not the nipple.
Not the nipple.
Please, Cal, hold my hand.
Are you kidding me, man?
Hold my goddamn hand, man.
Cal takes his hand.
Do it. Just hold. Okay, here we go.
Droplets of blood pool on the bare patches.
Oh, no. Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Down, nipple fuck. Oh, Mika, you should burn in hell. Okay. All right. No, seriously. I think I'm done. Ooh, I think we're done. I think that's good.
His hairless patches resemble a face.
Ooh. You know what, guys? This is not a good look for me!
You look like a man-o-lantern.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Later, Andy walks down the sidewalk, his white and baby blue shirt stained with dozens of tiny spots of blood. He pulls the fabric away from his body and peers down at his chest. As he approaches his apartment building, he kicks the open front gate. SmartTech, a woman customer, holds the front door open.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Andy and Cal carry out a large box.
Andy, I owe you an apology, man. I wasn't very nice to you for the past, like, 2.5 years.
You were nice to me.
No, I wasn't. I thought you were really boring, and I kind of thought you were a serial killer. I'm not joking. Look, you shouldn't listen to Dave and Jay, okay? Those guys are crazy. You should listen to me, okay? Look. There is a hot-ass girl who works right there. There she is, in the bookstore. You should ask her out, man.
In a window, the sales girl bends over, revealing her thong.
Something wrong with her underpants.
Yeah, they're not in my mouth.
You know, I kind of, like the woman from the eBay store.
That's great, but you're not gonna get with anyone unless you play the odds on this, man. You need to plant a lot of seeds.
They load the customer's car.
When I was growing pot, I realized that the more seeds I planted, the more pot I could ultimately smoke.
I think I have all the advice that I can handle right now.
Don't get bitter.
I'm not bitter. I almost lost a nipple, okay?
The problem most men have is they just plain straight up have no clue how to talk to women.
In the bookstore.
Just ask questions, okay? That's it.
Because women do not care about what you have to say at all, anyway, you know? And all they want to do is talk about themselves. So you're just going to let them do that. Okay? So remember, questions, be cool, and be kind of a dick. Here, be David Caruso in Jade.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You do. That's good.
They see the hot sales girl working nearby.
Oh, there she is.
She yawns as she places books on shelves.
Go plant that seed, man. Plant it with your finger.
Andy slowly approaches her, his mouth slightly agape. He closes his mouth and stuffs his hands in his pockets. The sales girl glances at him as she sets down the last of her merchandise.
Can I help you?
He eyes Cal, who pretends to browse around.
I don't know. Can you?
Andy stares at the hot employee.
Are you looking for something?
Is there something I should be looking for?
Oh, we have a lot of books, so maybe it depends on what you like.
She leans on a shelf. Andy does the same.
What do you like?
We have a great section of do-it-yourself.
Do you like to do it yourself?
Sometimes. I mean, if the mood strikes.
How is the mood striking you now?
What's your name?
What's your name?
I'm Beth.
They indicate their employee name tags.
Andy.
Cal watches excitedly.
Andy. Don't tell him, okay, Andy?
I won't. Unless you want to be told on. Beth.
Andy rejoins his coworker.
Wow, that totally worked. I literally said nothing and she found me best.
I would have thought you were doing that for years.
Oh, should I pass her out?
No, that's the key. You wait for it to grow into a plant and then you fuck the plant.
Nighttime. The swimming pool glimmers outside Andy's apartment. Inside.
Okay. This is easy.
He grabs Trish's business card.
All right. Hello, Trish. How you doing? What's going on? Good joke. Oh, this is a fun conversation. Just girl back home and call her. She asked you to call her. She wants you to call her.
He dials his cordless phone, then holds it to his ear. In Trish's home.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm well.
Who is this?
This is James.
James. Do I know you, James?
I was wondering whether you had a few minutes to talk about Lear Laundry Detergent.
Are you a telemarketer, James?
Yeah.
Are you at the top of a tall building? Can you get to a roof quickly? Jump off! I mean, you people are sick. Get a real fucking job, why don't you? Go shoot yourself in the fucking head. Hey, why don't you just, you know, get a knife and run into it? Why don't you do that,
okay.
Huh?
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later, James.
Nice to talk to you.
Fuck your mother, okay? Bye-bye.
Oh.
Andy answers the door and finds David.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
Oh.
Can I come in?
Yeah.
David plops down in a seat.
Sweet video game chair.
So what's in the box?
It's my personal collection of erotica.
Oh.
I want to give it to you. I think there might be a few tapes in there that just might open up Pandora's box of love.
Oh, okay.
Amy and I, we used to watch Harry Twatter, and we put it on the television and then act it out as it was going on, and it was she was adorable. Fucking bitch.
Well, you know, this is really gracious and kind and generous and everything, but I just don't want a big box of porn in my apartment.
There's some really great stuff in here. Really great, great movies in here, man. Hey, did you ever see School of Rock?
Yeah.
Well, this is, it's called School of, you know.
Oh.
It's like it.
That's nice.
But it stars Jack Blackcock.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Dude, here it is. Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made. All these great scenes that I was really into in the summer of 2003.
Oh.
I think you'd really dig
it. Yeah, no, I can see that.
This is Everybody Loves Raymond. That's probably not supposed to be. This is a good show. I just tape it sometimes.
Well, I don't think you understand something, Dave. I don't want this stuff, okay? Because I don't do that much.
What, masturbate?
Yeah.
Right? Dude, I've jacked it twice since I've been here. Are you kidding me? Why not?
It's not a hobby of mine.
Well, then that's the only hobby you don't have.
No, seriously, I just don't feel comfortable talking about
it. You need to. You're wound up. You're like one of these action figures, all hermetically sealed in your box. You gotta play with...
Don't take it out! I'm sorry. You know what? It's just... It loses its value if you take it out of its packaging.
I'm just saying, let it out. Give it some air, man. Play with it.
Take your porn with you.
I'm not taking it.
Take your box of porn!
That is my gift to you.
No,
David steps outside.
David, it's not. Just...
Andy, for the last time, I don't want your giant box of pornography!
No! Come on, man! So uncool!
No, uncool? Uncool is trying to give an honest man a big box of porn, Andy!
In the apartment.
For the last time, I don't want to watch School of Cock with you!
Andy disappears into the next room. Slowly leaning back into view, he peers around the corner at the box of porn. Later, he lights nearly a dozen candles of varying sizes and colors.
I've been alone with you inside my mind.
He puts on his pajamas.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips 1,000 times.
He watches himself in a mirror.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
Shutting himself inside his bedroom, he places a bottle of lotion and a box of tissues on his bedside table. He turns a picture of himself with a mustache toward the wall, then does the same with a demon figurine and a pair of family photos.
And I want to tell you so much. I love you.
He eases under the covers and presses a remote control. On his television, a title recedes from view, Space Nuts.
It's nothing official. Just a little token of my appreciation.
A man in a sailor suit removes a sexy woman's top. As Andy fast forwards, she quickly bounces up and down, holding her breasts.
Okay, new tape.
Now he watches Everybody Loves Raymond.
Nothing is ever good enough, and it's always our fault.
Hey, you can't speak to your mother like that.
You do.
She's not my mother.
Daytime. At Smart Tech, Andy stands idle in the stock room. Jay shows a customer a TV displaying close-ups of butterflies.
This right here, you're looking at the Bentley of big screen TVs. I'm talking about this is the Rolls Royce of big screen TVs.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes I think these butterflies are in here.
David approaches the stock room.
Hey, Andy, what are you doing for lunch?
I don't know. I have a turkey sandwich.
We're gonna go around the corner. I think you should come with us. This is a great place. A lot of cute girls.
I don't know. Okay.
We brought you a shirt.
Later.
This place is pretty fancy. Something going on?
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
David and Jay sign in at a registration table.
You guys? Hey, no, don't ignore me. I know what this is.
Within 1 hour, you'll each have 20 dates.
Well, you just quit whining like a bitch.
I'm not whining like a bitch.
You are whining like a bitch. Man, you about to cram like 10 years of pimpage into one day.
I don't want
to
cram pimpage.
Partner, after that,
Jay slaps on a name tag.
You on my level. Come on.
Just ask questions.
This is a bad idea.
Now men stay put at tables as women rotate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you fine?
Yeah.
You're fine then.
Fucking retarded? The hell's the matter with you?
Do you want me to be fucking retarded?
When I look into the eyes of the children and the parents, and they're smiling and saying, thank you, Dr. Montalban, you saved my child, oh, it's worth it.
David sips a drink. A woman sits down at his table.
Amy, what are you doing here?
David.
With Andy.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Look, I'm gonna be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick, you know what I'm saying?
Excuse me? Remember that time when we made love and you cried in my arms?
Please don't reminisce about the times we fucked, please. It's so creepy.
Let's go to Paris. I want to take you underneath the Eiffel Tower and make love to you.
Cut it out.
Cut what out?
This going to Paris, we've been broken up for like 2 years, man. I don't want to date you anymore.
You're a whore.
I am not a whore, all right, just because I didn't like you.
This is so us.
Psycho talk.
What?
You're a good looking man.
Thank you.
Very pretty. real soft, delicate features. They're real feminine, you know, which is good for me because that would be a simple sort of transition, you know what I'm saying? Maybe throw a little rouge on ya. Tuck your sack back. You game?
No.
Amy sits with Cal.
You need to stop fucking around with my friend, okay? Because you're giving him hope and it's driving the man crazy.
I moved, I changed my email address, my phone number. Okay, he's practically stalking me.
Well, I didn't know all that, so I'm sorry.
A big-breasted woman sits with Andy.
I grew up in a town outside of Minneapolis, like a population of like 500 people. Really small.
Yeah, it's like the land of a thousand lakes.
What about you? You're used to like a really big city.
Really?
One of her breasts pops out of her top.
The town that I grew up in was really small. I mean,
Andy pulls his shirt closed.
There was no crime. I mean, a girl could just walk from one end of town to the other and just, you know, feel completely safe.
Later, the guys head for the exit.
The spank bank has once again been filled. I'll tell you who was the hottest. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm going to tell you. Gina. Can't get Gina out of my head.
Trailing the others, David tosses his drink over his shoulder and hurls away a cigarette. Now Andy walks his bike past Trish's store, later at work.
You know, it's a fun game.
Huh?
You take three Excedrin PMs and you see if you could whack off before you fall asleep. You always win, is the best part about the game.
Now Jay and a slender woman approach Andy.
Are you Andy?
Yeah.
Is this yours? Did you write this stuff?
My girlfriend Jill found your speed dating card.
Oh, yeah, right. God, I've been looking for that speed dating card. Thank you so much for bringing it to me.
So you actually wrote that one girl looked like she was hurting for a squirtin'?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hurting for a squirtin'. I wrote that.
Oh, so you wrote ho for show.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Nearby.
Let me show you how this device works.
Right, I'm just looking for a cordless phone.
Yep. David holds a camcorder.
Do anything, make a video diary. It's like, hey, Amy, how's it going? How you feeling? I'm great. I feel fantastic since we broke up. I feel awesome.
Can you just show me the department where there would be phones?
The TV display shows David.
What's going on? I bet. Hey, have you been doing a lot of this?
He fillets the camera.
Sir, please, sir.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right? And stop with the Inquisition.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my woman like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild.
David moons the camera.
That ass? That's the ass of a free man. That ass is going out tonight, maybe to a club, maybe to a nightclub.
Hey, Andy.
I'll give it to her for free.
Take a look at your pal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's performing a public colonoscopy. Isn't that sweet? I'm going to send David home for the day, and you're going to fill in for him.
What? Selling things? I don't think that's a good
idea. Oh, and you're going to have to talk to people, too, and I know that's a frightening concept to you, but I think you can handle it. So get out there and start selling some shit.
Thing for Amy.
Cal wrestles David to the ground and pulls up his boxers. The TV's cut to the Michael McDonald concert.
Dude, the floor's the ultimate aphrodisiac. All you got to do is go make your pick now. Come on, man.
Okay.
And you could act a little enthused about it.
Yeah.
He approaches a cute young woman.
That's right. That's right. Gazelle in the pink top.
Andy turns to an old man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey. Looks like you're checking out digital cameras.
He ain't gonna do it willingly. Nah, we need to, like, really facilitate things a bit more.
Now on the phone.
Yo, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? This is Jay, man.
Oh, hey, Jay.
I am throwing a party tonight. It's gonna be real mellow, just chilled out. Now, you really need to be there. It's gonna be really, really colorful. Are you free?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a joke, man. I know you're free.
I'm okay.
I gotta go, man.
All right, bye.
Mooj and an Indian co-worker approach.
So, tell me, Montel. Why weren't we invited to the party? What are we, Al-Qaeda?
No, hold up. It's not that kind of party, y'all.
You're not coming to our fucking party either, okay? Fuck you, okay?
Yeah. First of all, it ain't that kind of party, all
right? Go fuck a goat, okay?
Why are you always telling me to fuck a goat,
fuck
man?
A goat!
Now, in a hotel corridor, Andy walks past a maid and knocks on a door. He opens it and peeks his head inside. Entering the suite, he looks around and steps into an empty sitting area.
Hello?
Andy faces an open bedroom door.
Hello?
A tall African-American woman steps into view.
Hello. Oh. Hello. Hi. Are you here for a Jay's party?
Yes. I am Jay's party.
Now in the Smart Tech home theater.
You know what? Hiring a transvestite prostitute isn't helping me, man.
What? Ain't nobody hiring no damn transvestite.
I know what? She was really nice, incidentally.
If that sister was a transvestite, that was the Mona Lisa of transvestites.
You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you?
Hey, you know, aren't we owed one now? Because technically we paid her.
She had a dick, man.
Do you guys even like me? Or is this some sort of cruel joke that you're all in on? Because I'm not a freak. I'm a good person.
You know, I always thought that Matt Damon was like a Streisand.
David watches the Bourne Identity.
I think that he's rocking the shit in this one.
Shut up, Dave!
Hold up.
Outside the soundproof room, Beth watches Andy.
Look at him. He is such a badass. He looks just like Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying she was definitely a man?
Yes.
Okay, well, how did you know that she was a man?
Because her hands were as big as Andre the Giant's. And she had an Adam's apple as big as her balls.
So you have no proof?
You know what? Just leave me alone. Just stay away from me, or I'm going to tell Paula that you're all stealing the recordable CDs.
Whoa, come on. We did this because we're your friends, and we didn't think you had the balls to do it yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this.
Yo, Andy, it's just CDs, man. That's a third strike for me, dog.
Now, outside the strip mall, Andy crosses the busy street. With a determined look, he marches to the We Sell Your Stuff on eBay store. He reaches the door, then turns around and clenches his fists. Taking a deep breath, he bends over and shakes out his body. Andy enters the store and approaches Trish at a desk.
Hi.
She grins.
Andy! Hi!
Right, yeah. You remember my name?
I did. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I like your store.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, if you have time, look around. It's
okay.
He glances over his shoulder.
How's business been?
You know, it's coming along. I mean, it takes a while.
Do you want to go out sometime?
Yes. Yes, I would like that. That'd be great. I think I'm maybe free this weekend if that's okay. Or you could call me tomorrow and we can just firm it up.
A pudgy boy holds a pair of silver boots.
Okay, so I'll call you and, yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. How you doing?
Congratulations.
Okay, so I'll, yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, these are wonderful. I'll take these.
Thanks. They are. They're great. And the goldfish just crack me up.
Funny.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're cute.
I don't actually sell anything here. I just sell them on eBay.
Oh, I don't get it.
I know.
Okay.
Can you help me?
No, I don't. You're on your own here. Oh. Good luck to you and to you. Okay. And, I'll give you a call.
Great.
Great. Nice to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming in. Bye.
So I guess I'll just give you some money and you can give me these shoes and...
You know, I know. It seems so strange.
Yeah, so I'd just rather buy them from you straight up.
Yeah, I know. I wish it could be that easy, but...
I wish too, but you're making it extremely difficult for me. I'm just trying to get these shoes back to my house so I can wear them.
At Andy's.
I got a corpse in my way. Look out. Just kill it. That's just so not fair that you have blades in your...
David and Cal play a video game.
Man, I feel great. It's like a weight has been lifted. Celibacy is the way to go, man. Andy had it right. You know, look at him. He looks younger than all of us, but he's 10 years older. Why? It's because he's never had a relationship. No she-devil sucked his life force out yet.
In the bathroom, Andy sits on the counter and dials his phone. Lifting it to his ear, he swallows hard. In her kitchen, Trish chops lettuce.
Hello?
Hey, hi, hello. Is this Trish?
Who's calling, please?
This is Andy.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
In the living room.
Is she gay now?
No, I'm not gay, I'm just celibate.
That sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is like the first conversation of like three conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year, it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of gonna want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that.
You know how I know you're gay?
How? How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. Oh, you're dead. You're dead.
On screen, a fighter rips his opponent in two.
Leave my torso alone, at least.
I also wanted to call and see what night you might want to go out.
I'm actually free tonight.
I was thinking maybe this weekend, but that's good. Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay, what time do you want to pick me up?
Let's see. That's actually kind of a problem because I ride a bike.
That's cool. Are you kidding me? I love getting on the back of a motorcycle. My boyfriend in college drove a motorcycle. So I'm cool.
Yeah, I bet that was cool. I ride a bicycle.
Oh.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You like the movie Made in Manhattan?
You know I know you're gay?
How?
I saw you make a spinach dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
God damn it.
I'm ripping your head off right now. It's off? And now I'm throwing it at your body.
David takes a hit off a pipe.
Fuck you.
Oh. Andy enters.
You guys, she's picking me up in an hour.
Oh, drag, dude.
Wait, she's picking you up from here?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Why?
Why? Seriously. I mean, look at this place, man. You gotta see this through the eyes of a woman, you know?
What is she gonna think when she comes in here? Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
So what?
And more video games than a teenaged Asian kid.
All right.
Is that the $6 million man's boss?
Cal points to a figure.
It's Oscar Goldman.
Why do you have that?
That's worth a lot of money. That's much more valuable than Steve Austin.
Well, that may be the case, but none of this shit is sexy, okay?
I'm not trying to be sexy, man.
I mean, seriously, Asia? You framed an Asia poster? How hard did the people at the frame store laugh when you brought this in?
They did not laugh at me.
Know why you're gay? Because you like Asia.
You guys cool it with the gay. You know, she's on her way over here, okay?
First you relax, okay?
Just stop calming me down and tell me what I should do.
Okay, we just take everything that's embarrassing and we move it out of here so it doesn't look like you live in Neverland Ranch.
Later. Inside his empty apartment, Andy answers the door.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, do you want to head out?
Do you just move in or something?
Oh, no. No, actually, I'm getting new carpet in. I'm having carpet put in tomorrow, so.
Trish peers around him.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Looks good with the floors.
Yeah.
All right.
I should tear up the hardwood and see if there's carpet underneath. That's never the case.
Now, at a Japanese steakhouse, a chef cooks tableside.
This is gonna be fun.
Yes.
You know,
this is.
I drive by this place every day. I've never been in before.
Well, I'm glad you came.
You know, I never really go out with nice guys like you. I think I've avoided nice guys like you my whole life at my own peril. My last boyfriend drank a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
This is just punch.
So. It's okay, a little bit's fine.
Buddha punch. I need some Buddha.
Excuse me, miss. Could you gather your team and sing happy birthday for my daughter, please?
A group of waitresses gather around a family next to Andy and Trish. Andy and Trish applaud. Seated at their table, the birthday girl grins.
That was so good,
that was
what?
Great. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday, too.
No.
It's his birthday, too.
No, no, no.
Could you sing for him and bring him a cake?
Stop. Happy birthday!
Wearing an embarrassed smile, Andy mouths thank you to Trish. He shakes his head and looks down.
Thanks a lot.
Happy birthday, Andy.
She kisses his cheek. Now outside Trish's house, light glows in the windows. Inside, Andy and Trish embrace on the bed.
What?
As they kiss, she wraps her legs around him. He presses his lips against hers.
You really like kissing, don't you?
Yes.
I really do.
What? Take off your pants, okay?
Oh. Okay.
Angie reaches under a comforter.
Wow, this is really gonna happen.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Trish pulls off her shirt.
Taking off my pants.
Yeah. Do you need some help?
I think I almost got it. It's hooked on my ankle.
Wow, that's okay. Hey, wait, do you have protection?
I don't like guns.
That's funny.
Thanks.
I have condoms right here, okay?
Okay.
There's, you know, check the expiration date because they were from when I was married. And we didn't have sex that often. That's why there's so many, okay?
Okay.
As she enters a bathroom in her black bra and panties, Andy opens the nightstand.
Oh, got him.
He takes out a ceramic dish full of condoms.
How does this go? Okay. Roll over the tip and down onto the base.
Andy stretches a condom.
Over the balls. It doesn't say.
Oh. He tosses the broken condom and bites open another.
Do you mind if I use your magnum?
Yeah.
Andy pulls it up to his elbow.
Oh, wow. You gotta be kidding. Oh.
He flexes his fingers.
I am Aquaman.
Andy tosses another condom.
What is that?
He rubs a wet condom, then licks his finger. Grimacing, he shakes his head and rubs his tongue on the comforter. He tosses the condom and blows into another. Andy slides the inflated condom under the covers and moves it into position. He flops back. Two teenagers enter.
What's going on here?
Who the hell are you?
It's Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy.
God, what are you doing?
Marla, get the fuck out of my room.
You know what?
I cannot believe that you're allowed to have sex, but I'm not. That is so unfair.
I'm gonna head out.
Marla spots the condoms.
God, Jesus, how many times did you just do it?
Oh my God.
Marla walks out.
I'm so sorry.
Trish covers her face. As Andy pulls a condom off his toe, the teenage boy watches.
Dude, teach me.
Andy eyes him sternly, then leaves the room. Now in his apartment, Andy yawns as he crosses the hallway in his bulging boxers. Entering the bathroom, he pulls down his shorts and sits on the toilet. As he closes his eyes and releases a sigh, urine sprays upward. It hits his face and covers his shirt. Scowling, Andy adjusts himself. Now at Smart Tech, he stands on the sales floor. Paula approaches with her arms folded.
Woof! My goodness, Andy, you are a terrific salesman.
Oh, thank you.
Gosh, you really got it down.
Thanks.
Yeah, your numbers are good.
Thanks.
I'm gonna put you out on the floor full time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Good, we're gonna get you the blue shirt and the tie.
Oh, all right. Great, thanks.
You know, Andy, I've been thinking about your problem. I think I might have a solution for you. You ever heard of the term fuck the buddy?
His eyes widen.
It's what?
It's a special friend who you fuck.
No, I haven't heard that term.
When I was a little girl, I developed early. By the time I was 14, I had this body you're looking at. Can you imagine that?
I don't want to, no.
Well, needless to say, a lot of male attention.
I bet, yes.
Especially from our Guatemalan gardener, Javier.
Okay.
You know, Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to me for the first time, he serenaded me with a beautiful old Guatemalan love song.
Really? That's... That sounds nice.
Cuando reglan mi cuarto... No encuentro nada. ¿Dónde va con tanta prisa? Al partido de fútbol.
As she eyes him seductively, Andy returns an uneasy stare.
Okay.
Ooh, my goodness. I think we better get back to work.
Yeah, I better go back to work.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. So you mull it over.
All right, I will. Thank you.
As Paula walks past a couch, she kicks the back. David sits up with mussed hair. Andy faces Cal and Jay.
Hey. Hey, what's up, Don? What happened? How was the day with Trish?
It was a disaster.
Really?
Yes. I've never been more embarrassed in my life. I couldn't get the condoms to work, and one of them exploded on my balls.
and then her kid walked in the room.
Wait, hold up. She was hiding the kid from you, dog?
You know what? It doesn't matter, because it was going downhill straight from there.
Listen, you don't want no baby daddy drama. Trust me on this one, all right? For all you know, he in prison right now. Let's say y'all living together. Next thing you know, you the one going on the 1st and the 15th, huh, to pick up the government check? What if he got boys that's on the outside, and they stalking you? You see what I'm saying? You got to think, partner. You don't want to...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Here's what you do. You tell her you're a virgin. You test her with this shit, okay? Here, tell me. This is how it's gonna go. Tell me.
I'm a virgin.
Sweet. I like that because you don't have chlamydia. And I know that. And that shit is everywhere.
What if she laughs at me, though?
Then you punch her in the fucking head if she laughs.
I'm not gonna punch her in the head. She's really sweet.
No, I mean, you punch her in the fucking head emotionally.
She's different. She's someone I felt like I had a connection with.
All you're trying to do right now is bust off this first nut. You got a whole lot of semen back up in you.
I am going to tell her.
You should totally tell her,
I'm
man.
I'm going to.
Because I watched this movie called Liar Liar, and the message was don't lie. And that was a smart movie.
Yeah, that's the right thing.
Yeah.
At home, Andy paints really? A die-cast figure.
All your girlfriends wanted to have sex with virgins, too? That's funny. I didn't even know you girls talked like that. I think my first time might be your best time, too. Well, I knew it. You know what? I knew that you'd react that way, and I knew that you would want to lead me through my first sexual encounter with all the compassion and care that someone would give to their soulmate. Oh my God, I'm in trouble.
Nighttime, Andy steps outside his apartment.
Hey, Andy! You watching Survivor tonight?
Oh, no, actually, I'm going out to dinner with somebody.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, and this is her. Trish, this is Joe and Sarah.
Hi, Trish.
Hey.
Tape it for me, okay?
Will do.
Thanks.
All right.
So long.
See you later. Bye. Have a good night.
Yeah, my man's gonna get it on tonight. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Man, you better get on me, too.
What is wrong with this woman? Messy, messy, messy.
Now at a restaurant, a waitress serves drinks to Andy and Trish.
I'm so sorry
no,
that happened
I'm sorry.
The other night.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That was me.
No.
Let me... I have something I want to tell you. Kind of hard to talk about. But there, you know, there's certain things about who I am that,
I'm sorry. I just have to get this off my chest. I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you I had kids.
Yeah, what was that about? Gosh, you know, that really surprised me.
He smiles.
No, sorry. You should have told me probably.
I know.
What do I care if you have a kid?
Well, I have two kids.
Wow, okay. How old are they?
6, 16, 21.
42. 56. How many kids do you have?
I have 3.
Okay, 3.
Well, yeah, oh, and one of them has a kid.
Oh.
A 1-year-old.
That's cool. That's great. I'm really glad we're doing this.
Me too.
He gazes at her.
Listen, Andy, I don't want to send you running for the hills or anything, but I really feel like if we decide to do this again, then maybe we should hold off on the physical part for a while.
His eyes widen.
That is a fantastic idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Really?
Totally.
No sex?
No, why do that? Because here's the thing. From personal experience, I found that sex can really complicate things. And what we should be doing right now is just getting to know each other.
Yeah. Well, I never thought you'd go for it.
I'm going for it. Well, that just is a great, great notion.
Are you serious?
Look at my face. Look at how serious I am.
He stares, tight-lipped.
You see my nostrils?
Yes.
That's serious. Both more angry.
Yeah, you know what? Most guys would be saying, yeah, right now. But, like, by the third date, it'd be, hey, baby, I really need to physically express how I feel
well,
and all that stuff.
Hey, baby. Yeah. You know, 3 dates? Make it 10. 10 dates.
How about 15?
15. Screw your 15. 20 dates.
Okay, 20 dates.
20 dates.
Okay.
This is genius.
It's gonna hurt. Yeah.
Not as much as you think.
Later, they make out on Trisha's couch.
We can really get to know each other this way.
Yeah. This is one, right?
Uh-huh. No, next one.
They kiss hungrily. The couple separates. At the door, Marla covers a younger girl's eyes.
Is it safe to come in, or are you guys doing it?
Honey, it's safe.
Marla uncovers her own eyes.
Great.
Well, good timing.
Yeah.
You remember Marla?
Hi, we met.
And this is my little bunny rabbit, Julia.
Hey.
This is Andy.
Julia, how you doing? You know what? Do you by any chance like magic?
Yeah.
I thought that you might. Because I noticed on the way in that you had something shiny behind your ear. Marla, did you see that? Something behind your ear? You think you do. Look, can I check? Do you mind if I check behind your ear? Big money!
He pulls out an oversized coin.
Wow, it is amazing. There's something else, too, behind your ear, I think. No, actually, it's not behind your ear. I think it is your ear. Crip! It is your ear.
He shows a rubber ear.
Is your ear. I ripped it off.
Gross.
Yeah, that's
all right. Wait, okay, but that means that you walk around with a rubber ear in your pocket all day?
Yeah, like half the time.
Marla smiles.
You know, I can come to your high school and do it for your friends if you want. You know what, I should head out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have to give you a ride home.
Right. Yes, right? You do.
Yeah, because you don't have a car or anything, right?
Right, I don't that's have a car.
Because cool. He doesn't have a car and he does magic. Awesome.
And sarcasm is like a second language to me, so I'm right there with you.
Now in Andy's apartment.
Yellow.
Hey, Cal.
Hey.
I just got back from the date.
Did you tell her you're a virgin?
No, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Really? Are you having sex right now?
No.
Cal lights a cigarette.
Incredible. She was amazing. She didn't pressure me. And, oh, and she has three kids. And one of her kids has a kid. You all right?
Did you say that she has three kids, one of whom has a kid?
Yeah.
So she's a grandma?
No.
I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but... She's a fucking grandma.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know.
She's the hottest grandma I ever saw.
She is. She's a hot grandma.
That's a good-looking grandma. My grandma looks like Jack Palance.
Well, she's no Jack Palance.
No, if Jack Palance looked like that lady, I would want to fuck Jack Palance right now.
Yeah, me too.
Cal smokes a bong.
She's a hot grandma.
Hey, yeah, no, do a grandma, man. You should fuck her on her plastic-covered couch. Fuck her while she watches Murder, She Wrote. She would probably find that very erotic.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know.
Fuck her and then have her send you a check for $12 on your birthday.
I'm the dude with the hot granny.
Do it.
It's Smart Tech.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Well, Andy, the numbers just came in, and you are by far our best salesman. So cool. I am promoting you to floor manager.
This is the bullshit of all bullshit, you scumbag. Ask it, sir.
Mooj storms away.
Thank you. That's great.
I understand you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, kind of seeing somebody.
I'm very happy for you.
Thanks. She's great.
Are you still a virgin?
Oh, you know, I don't really talk about my personal life.
You're a virgin.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. My door's always open, so to speak.
Great. Thank you.
I'm very discreet.
She stares distantly, then faces Andy.
But I'll haunt your dreams.
Okay.
She smells him. Paula stares, inches from his face. As she pulls away, Andy's brow lifts slightly.
So who's going to take my job?
Cal will be taking over your job, and he's interviewing people right now for his old job.
With a cute brunette.
Have you ever worked with electronics before?
No.
No.
But I have electronics in my home.
Perfect. That's the job, pretty much. You are very well qualified. More than these other losers.
Now Jay faces a black customer.
Wait. Last thing. I'm also going to need that extended warranty on it for the price of on the house.
That I can't do.
Now don't be a Negro. Be my nigga. All right? Help me out.
Hold on. I ain't nobody's nigga.
Well, I mean, you somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie.
Now you're being condescending. See? Mm-hmm. You've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay, well, so check this out. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Mm. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
Okay, see? See, now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see? Okay.
The others watch.
This forecast, dark and cloudy, and chance of drive-by.
In the break room.
Jay, what's going on?
Jill broke up with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What happened?
I came home a little tipsy, and I had one of my condoms on still. I woke up the next morning and jumped in the shower with her. I don't know what I was thinking.
Why'd you cheat on her?
Because I'm insecure. You can't tell.
I know. I know, man. It's gonna be okay.
I'm cold.
It's gonna be all right, man.
I'm seriously, man. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I know. If you want to have a meaningful relationship, you gotta leave the sex out of it, man. You're right. Leave
it's
the
sex out of you're it.
You're good. I'm sorry. Okay. Come on. I love you, man.
Oh, man. I love you, too.
As the two guys hug, Andy rubs Jay's back. Their Indian co-worker enters.
Do you know how I know you guys are gay? Hmm? You're holding each other ever so gently. Calhoun.
Now, Andy and Trish ride in one seat on a low two-seater bicycle. In the backyard, Andy serves chicken to Trish and the girls. On the couch, Julia and Marla play with Andy's collectible figures. Trish kisses his cheek. Now Julia rides in the two-seater with Andy. On a calendar marked 20-date countdown, Andy writes in dates 8 and 9. Now Andy sits behind the wheel of Trish's car. Andy speeds off in reverse. At Smart Tech, Trish brings Andy lunch. David, Paula, and Cal watch the couple kiss. Now, outside her house, Trish uncovers Andy's eyes to reveal a new mountain bike. Andy highlights dates 14 and 15. Now, wearing a huge grin, Andy rides his new mountain bike down a road. His front tire hits a pothole, and he gets launched over the handlebars. He rolls a few feet, then gets to his knees.
I'm all right.
Nobody's there.
At Trish's.
I want to know everything about you.
I want to tell you.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to do? What are your dreams?
Oh.
You don't want to work at Smart Tech for the rest of your life.
I've been working there for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking lately that maybe I should open my own store.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of store?
Well, like a stereo store.
Oh, my God. Why don't you do that?
I don't have enough money to do that.
What about those collectibles? I bet if you sold those, you could make a lot of money. I just sold a guy's G.I. Joe for $1,000.
Really?
Do you have any of those?
Yeah.
You do?
I have 47 of them.
No, you don't.
In their original boxes.
I could help you sell them on eBay. And I would not take a commission. I swear to God, you could do it. You could totally pull it off.
A smile spreads across Andy's lips.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man sits neatly in its box. A Hulk action figure grimaces behind its plastic casing. The Invisible Man doll casts a shadow. Andy takes the last packaged figures off a high shelf and places them in a box. Later, he lifts an Aquaman figure.
Aquaman, here. Clothes on.
Send you off to a farm. Lots of land so you and other Aquaman can run around. Play in the aqua fields.
Andy lifts a 12-inch $6 million man figure. He holds the doll's head up and looks through its bionic eye. He turns the figure gently in his hands.
Godspeed, Colonel Steve Austin.
He places the figure in a bubble wrap bag.
You don't want to go, do you? Okay, you can stay. Steve Austin can stay.
Now Andy pulls into Trish's driveway on his bike.
I have done everything but sex! I'm a woman, okay? Deal with it! I'm gonna start taking back to church! We're gonna start going to church!
Hello?
You know what? What the hell are you talking about? Oh my God, I cannot believe this. Thank God you're here.
Hi.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Marla locked herself in the bathroom.
What happened?
She wants to go to the family health clinic. She wants birth control, but she's too young! That's what I've said to my boyfriend! But I can't, Mom!
So you want me to take her?
No, I don't want you to take her. I want her to keep it in her pants until she gets to college.
Whoa. Keep it in my pants? Okay, you didn't keep it in your pants, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
I know. I don't want you to make the same mistakes as me, Marla.
Oh, mistakes. Okay, so I was a mistake then.
No, you're not a mistake. Your sister was the mistake.
Oh, my God.
such a... Oh, God, you want to run away, don't you?
Nope.
You and your boyfriend have sex all the time!
Oh, my God, are you kidding? We never have sex. Do we ever have sex?
No, we don't.
What? Yes, you do! You're such a liar! Why are you lying to me? Why?
After a liar, what did she say? After
sounds
liar?
Like a tea kettle.
Fuck you!
Maybe I should take her.
No, I don't think so.
You know, little information never hurt anybody.
Now in a waiting room, Andy stares at plastic models on a display table. Behind him, Marla sits in a chair. Andy eyes a softball-sized model of the female genitals, then lifts it in his hands. He pulls the two-piece model open, revealing the reproductive system.
Where do you put the penis?
He drops a piece. Now a woman faces a group of teenagers and their parents.
Now, you're all here because you're interested in obtaining birth control. Any questions?
Here's a cute story. I came home the other day, and he is with his girlfriend in my marital bed doing things that are illegal in Alabama. Sex acts, right? Things that my wife won't do, okay?
Did you have a question?
How do I get my wife to do that?
Does anybody else have a question?
My daughter is, for lack of a better word, dumb. How do I stop her menstrual cycle?
You want her to stop having a menstrual cycle?
I want to stop it maybe just for a few years.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Does anybody else have a question?
I have a question. I think some of the people here might be sexually inexperienced.
He points to a chubby boy.
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of activities that you can engage in without having sex that are both fun and safe.
What sort of activities? I think everybody wants to know about the activities.
Well, instead of having intercourse, you could have outer course.
Outer course? What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, outer course is anything that isn't vaginal intercourse.
I prefer vaginal intercourse.
He really does.
Now, there are ways of having sex without intercourse. Let's see. There are things like body rubbing or dry humping.
You could dry hump.
There's masturbation.
Masturbation. Play with yourself.
Mutual masturbation.
Play with a friend.
Deep kissing. There's erotic massage.
Oh, that sounds like it would be nice.
Oral sex play.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Oh, shut up, Seth. We went to temple.
Okay, are there any virgins here who are thinking about having sex for the first time?
Marla raises her hand, then lowers it sheepishly.
Wait. So you're a virgin? I tapped that.
Oh, yeah, you tapped that. Seth, what, you think you're cool with your little Jufro? We don't say tap that. What are you talking about, Seth?
You know what? I'm a virgin, too. Hey, that's...
We're virgins, too.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's a personal choice, and I don't think it's weird at all.
You know what your problem is? You're putting a pussy on a pedestal.
That's the second time I've heard that. What is the pussy on a pedestal thing?
Okay, I can't listen to any more of this because it's making me sick, so bye.
You can get this information on your website, right?
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Nice meeting everybody.
Any other questions?
Do you have any extra large condoms?
Oh, Seth, you got a tiny penis.
Now Marla drives Andy in her mother's car.
So, I made that all up to help you out.
No, you didn't. But, thank you for doing that.
Wipers sweep rain off the windshield.
How can you tell?
Well, you know, I go to school with like 400 guys who are all trying to have sex.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I can tell who's done it.
Of course.
And you really haven't.
No, I really haven't. Please don't tell your mom, okay?
Yeah, I won't.
Thanks.
But, when are you gonna tell her?
Believe me, I'm working on it. I am working on it.
At Smart Tech, the cute stock girl wheels a box.
How? David.
She flashes a big smile as she passes.
I think she likes you, man.
No, too bad I retired my cock.
At the TV display.
You want to see something beautiful? Come here. You want to see the most beautiful thing in the world? Check this out.
An ultrasound.
This is my baby right here. That's my baby's dick right there.
Looks like a poltergeist.
That is his foot.
But look at his dick. That's not even 4 months. Extrapolate that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. By the time he's 30, what's going to happen? Hey, yo, Andy. Yo, come check this out, dog.
Oh, is this the movie about babies that are geniuses?
No, this is my child, dude. Jill is pregnant.
That's yours?
Yeah. That's why she broke up with me in the first place, because she just thought that I wouldn't really be a good father in light of the fact that I'd be cheating on her all the time, dude. But she got over all that. It's cool now.
Congratulations, man. That is great.
Oh, we having a party tonight, Andy, and I really want you to be there, man. We celebrating, and I really, really want you to be there.
It looks like the Doppler radar.
Can you believe that? This child ain't even 4 months old. He ain't even 4 months old yet. Look at what he's packing.
Everybody dick looks big on 60-inch TV. My sister's dick looks big on TV, okay?
At Trisha's house.
Oh, my God. This guy, Eric Gilliland, He has bought, like, 15 of these.
Really?
Yeah, I think he likes action figures even more than you.
That is impossible.
I think so. Andy, the way these things are flying off your shelf, you know, I think you could actually make, like, maybe like $100,000.
Really?
Yeah, you could open your store.
Wow.
I mean,
that's a lot of money.
I know.
That's incredible. I wouldn't have done it without you.
Thanks. And that's not the only good news.
What?
You know what tonight is?
Survivor's on?
No.
No? Is it The Apprentice?
No.
What?
Trish sits on his lap.
It's our 20th date.
As she kisses him passionately, his eyes stay wide open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Seriously? I think we're at 18.
Uh-uh.
Because there were a couple dates there that don't really count as dates.
No. I'll give you a free pass on those other ones.
She kisses him again.
Thank you.
Listen.
What?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I really like you. I...
Her mouth moves wordlessly, then forms a smile.
I think I'm falling for you. I don't know, I kind of see this going somewhere.
I do too.
I just think we should just go crazy on each other.
Okay.
Okay? Oh, thank God.
As she pushes herself on Andy, he falls back on the bed, knocking over his box toys.
Okay, I gotta pick those up.
No, pick them up.
No, I have to pick those up right now.
Wait, we'll get
them
later.
Listen, no, I can't, no.
No,
listen, it's really important because once the integrity of the box gets compromised, this is original packaging and that's why these things are so valuable. So you don't screw with that. You really don't
right.
screw with that.
Uh-huh. Well, we can wrap them again later, you know?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? This is very important that we don't lose
Andy,
the value. We don't
I'm
compromise the integrity of the
packaging. Throwing myself at you and... All you can think about is fucking toys!
They're not fucking toys! This is Iron Man, okay? I got this when I was in second grade. Do you know how hard it is for a kid to not open that? This is important. These are my things, and you are trying to make me sell them, and I don't want to.
No!
And you're making
it. I'm not making...
You're encouraging me to quit my job?
I'm not trying to...
You want me to open a store! You want me to sell everything! You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I don't just change like that. I can't just change for you.
I'm not trying to change you. I like you. I'm trying to help you grow up, Andy.
Well, thanks a lot.
I mean, my God, you ride a bicycle to work in a stock room.
You know what? I'm not in the stock room anymore. I'm a floor manager.
Okay.
And I ride a bike because I like to. Einstein rode a bike.
He had a wife who he fucked, by the way. What do I have to do for you to have sex with me? Do you want me to dress up like Thor? I'll dress up like Thor. I'll dress up like Iron Man. What do they do? I'll do it.
What? Everything's always about sex.
Why do you want to have sex with me? Why not? Tell me. You tell me the truth. Is it because I have a kid who has a kid? Is that why?
No, it's cool that you're a grandmother. I love the fact that you're a grandmother.
Oh, God.
You are. You're a hot grandma.
God. Oh, my God. You are so mean. Get out.
Okay, fine. Good.
Good. Fine. You're going to go.
I didn't ask for any of this.
You asked for all of it, Andy.
Okay, great.
As he leaves, Trish buries her face in her hands, outside.
That's the way you want it. That's the way homie's gonna play it. Yeah, truth be told.
He rides his bike down a street. As he nears a red light, he cuts into the left turn lane and plows across the intersection. Cars nearly hit him. In a nightclub, Jay's friends celebrate with him and Jill.
You better enjoy yourself tonight, because once this baby's born, you ain't going out again till that baby's in college.
Me?
Yeah.
You the club rat, I'm not the one to be going out.
I'm not a club rat.
At the bar.
I want you to get up, you march over there, and I want you to hit on Bernadette now.
Dude, I'm not going to hit on Bernadette.
Yes, you are, man, because your depression is boring me for one thing, and it's actually making me a little depressed, which is then in turn making me more depressed that you're actually affecting my mood.
Look, I'm not in any kind of place to talk to a woman, all right? I'm fragile.
I hired her for you. I hired a 90-pound girl to work in the stock room at Smart Tech for you, okay? I should have hired a 300-pound guy who could lift a 60-inch widescreen, but instead I hired a hot girl who can't lift an iPod to bring you out of your funk.
You hired her for me?
Yes! So will you go talk to her?
A man hits on her.
No.
David sets his drink down. Cal flicks his friend in the crotch.
You just flick me in the nuts?
No. Flicked you in the fleshy patch where your nuts used to be.
Ow! Quit flicking my balls, man.
Okay, I'll stop flicking your balls. But I'll start punching your nuts!
He pounds David in the groin, slaps him, and punches his shoulder.
Okay.
Cal tugs on David's ear, then gives a tight-lipped nod.
Well played, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Go get him.
Jay holds baby shoes.
Move. You done seen my son, you know his foot gonna be bigger than this.
That baby looks Pakistani. Don't fucking look at me, okay?
I wouldn't mind. You got good genes. Wait, how old are you? What, 138?
When your son is born, is he already in parole?
Andy downs two shots, one after the other. Sitting beside him with a beer in his hands, Cal furrows his brow.
I need some poon. You guys are so right from the beginning. I need genital-to-genital connection, and that's all I need. You know, the thing about relationships is that they make one person go, blah, 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 and the other person go, what are you talking about? And then one person goes, blah, 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 blah.
How much have you had to drink, man?
Oh, how much have I had to drink? Hey, how many pots have you smoking?
What are you talking about?
Oh, how many times have you gone to the bathroom in your life? Let me ask you that. You know what? You don't have an answer for that, do you? Fuck you, man. I'm sorry. No. You're such a good guy, and I appreciate you.
Baby, I didn't know you became
a baby. Hey, motherfucker.
As they hug, Andy slobbers on Jay's ear.
Oh, man. No, tonight is the night. You know what?
You were totally right, and I was wrong. You were right all along. You cannot have a relationship with somebody until you have sex, and that's the long... That's a long and short of it. So, thank you.
No, that's good.
You're the best. And now I have to go hunt for some hoes.
He staggers off.
Are you going to be all right?
No, I don't think he is.
Near the dance floor, David and Bernadette make out.
Cal said you were celibate.
No, I just said that so he wouldn't hit on me anymore.
Oh.
As they resume kissing, Andy approaches the bar.
Hey, you!
Beth grins at him.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm much better now than I'm talking to you.
Hey, looky, I can see through your shirt.
Nice.
So, you think we should take this party to my apartment or what?
I am RSVPing, yes. Hope you have a big trunk, because I'm putting my bike in it.
Oh, yeah!
Now Trish cuts open a tape box at her dining table.
Mom, I left my phone somewhere and oh, thank you. What's the matter? Where's Andy?
We had a big fight. Just...
Oh, Mom.
Just stormed out of here.
What happened?
Well, I just... wait a minute, I thought you hated him.
I don't hate him. I mean, he does do magic, but, you know, he's a big dork. And I like seeing you happy.
Trish hides a smile.
I do.
That's sweet. That's really sweet.
Yeah. Why don't you just go talk to him? Work it out. Nothing's that important. Can't just talk to him.
Meanwhile, at Beth's, the sales girl stands in her bra as Andy dances and undresses.
Yeah!
Beth gapes at his patchy chest.
Yeah! Oh, right! Okay! Yeah! That was a fun day.
Beth touches the bald spots.
You are so kinky.
Yeah, I'm so kinky. That's why I did this, because I thought it looked...
You like the shave, don't you? Let's shave each other.
I don't think you have any hair.
Oh, you know where to shave me.
Yeah!
I want to shave you.
I want to shave your head. I'll give you a buzz cut.
Let's get in the bath.
In the bath?
Oh. Yes, we're going to get dirty. Dirty, dirty.
Sudsy. It's just about time I got really dirty.
Yeah.
Now Trish exits her house. She puts on a sweater on her way to her Volvo. Later, her car drives down the street. Meanwhile, Beth unbuckles Andy's belt and yanks it out of the loops.
Wow. That came out fast.
Okay.
She whips his butt with it.
Ow! Wow! Holy shit! Wow, this is just the right thing to happen.
Beth undoes his fly and lowers his pants.
Almost on my peter!
Come to mama. I'm gonna really take care of you tonight. You're never gonna forget Beth.
As Beth kisses him hungrily, Andy keeps his eyes open. Her mouth pinches his lower lip and stretches it as she lets her head loll back.
I just want to please you. What do you like?
I don't know. What do you like?
Can I show you what I like?
Okay.
She lets her satiny robe drop. Now Trish uses her cell phone.
Hey, hi, it's me, and I'm on my way to your house. I want to do whatever you want to do, okay? 50 dates, 100, I hope not, but whatever. I'll see you soon, okay? Bye.
Now crouching in the tub, Beth gathers suds in her arms and faces Andy.
Oh, it's so hot in here. I want to introduce you to my friend.
She lifts a handheld shower head attachment off its bracket.
Your friend is so shiny.
This guy knows exactly what I like.
Beth feels the gentle spray with her hand, then submerses the shower head.
Where's your friend going?
Oh. This is how I'm going to warm up for you.
That's always good to warm up. You don't want to pull something.
Beth plants one foot on the bathtub rim. With her eyes shut, she waves her hands through the suds. Andy stares tensely. She beams and her eyes open briefly. Andy exhales.
Wow, this is graphic.
As Beth rolls her head ecstatically, Andy shuts his eyes and shakes his head. A hint of a frown appears on his lips, and his gaze falters. He leaves the bathroom. The guys are waiting for him.
God, what are you doing here?
We came here because we were concerned about you and Trish, and now I could not give a fuck.
How did you even know where she lives?
I hid it like 8 months back.
What?
Never gave her back the key, man. You have no idea where this is going, right? That girl is a freak.
Oh, it's happening. Oh, you think? We've been talking, and look, if you love Trish, you can't do this. Look, you guys, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know who I am. All I know is that woman scares the shit out of me, and I just want to go home, okay? Let's go.
We should all get out of here.
Okay.
We should all go.
It wasn't that good for me.
We should totally get out of here. We should run away from here.
As Andy, Jay, and David clear out, Cal stares into the bathroom, then enters and waves hello.
Hey. Cal.
He takes off his shirt. Now Andy rides his bike.
Go around! Come on, just go around me!
On a city street, a couple of cars tail him.
Can't you hear me?
Now Andy enters his apartment. He finds Trish at a bookcase with her back to him.
Hey there. Hi, Trish. Oh, man, I'm really sorry about tonight.
What's this?
She holds up pornos.
Oh, those are David's. I think he has a problem.
These are David's.
He's into that.
David's Boner Jams 03.
Yeah, God, it's so sad. He compiled all the best boner scenes, I guess. This isn't what it looks like, okay?
She holds up the model vagina.
What does this look like?
A vagina.
And what do you do with this vagina?
To learn. It's for medicinal purposes. Ugh. Hey, I'm sorry. God,
What's this? Is your date drug? Your roofie?
It's a Mentos. They're the fresh maker.
Yeah, right.
What are you, some kind of sex pervert? Are you a deviant
no,
or something?
No, I'm not a sexual deviant.
What is all this?
I haven't even tried to have sex with you, so...
What are you trying to do? What are you buttering me up for?
Oh, come on.
You're not going to try and kill me, are you?
Look, Trish...
You didn't get a new carpet.
I'm not trying to kill you. I love you.
I love you. Oh, God, oh!
Trish...
Trish flees outside. As she runs past the pool to her Volvo, Andy follows on his bike. He wears his helmet strapped safely on his head.
Trish! No!
She drives away.
No! No! Trish, stop!
Andy pedals furiously.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
Come on, Trish!
One thing I said that I would never do.
I need to talk to you!
I look from you and...
She speeds off. He takes a side street.
Damn it!
And then we'll wipe the smile right from our face. It was the heat of the moment.
As Andy rides hard, Trish sadly checks her rearview mirror.
The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes.
Andy rounds a corner. Trish glumly stops in traffic alongside a truck's portable billboard. The featured ad is for Eruption Perfume. Andy's bike noses into the Volvo's side. Andy flies through the air, crashes through the billboard, and lands on his back.
Oh! Oh my God!
As Andy writhes, Trish runs to him.
Andy! Andy! Oh my God! Call 911! Oh my... Andy!
Oh wow!
Andy! Oh my God!
Yep, just... Oh, God. I need a minute.
Oh my
I'm in
God.
A lot of pain right now.
Oh my God, are you okay?
God, that... There were two sides to that billboard, and they both hurt equally.
Oh, Andy. Andy. Are you okay?
I'm okay. No, I'm not okay. I'm a virgin.
A what?
I'm a virgin. I always have been.
Oh, Andy. Is that what all this was about?
I'm sorry.
You're just a virgin, that's all.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I feel stupid.
It's okay. I thought you were trying to kill me.
No.
Oh, my God.
He takes off his helmet.
I kill you.
He sits up, then gets to his feet.
That's why I never tried to have sex with you. I was scared. Okay, I just... Because I didn't know what I was doing. I just didn't think it would be good.
Of course it'll be good. We love each other.
Really?
I love you. Yeah.
She pulls herself into his arms and they kiss eagerly.
Get the fuck out of the road, virgin!
Shut up, you fucking jerk!
No, that's okay. That's all right. Sorry. You know what? For so long, I've thought that there was something wrong with me because it had never happened. But I realize now that it was just because I was waiting for you.
Trish grins at his earnest gaze, laughs a little, and steps into his embrace for more kissing. Our view rises above them as they smooch next to the billboard truck, fade to white. Now, on a sunny day, pastel banners and ribbons flutter in the wind. Guests sit facing a harpist and gazebo. Seated near Paula, Cal, and David, Che holds Jill's pregnant belly.
This is some wedding. How the pay for all this?
Dude sells his toys and makes like $500,000. It's crazy, right?
That's fucking crazy.
You gonna get some fucking toys.
We are all so happy for you. I am delighted to say these words. Andy, you may kiss the bride.
Smiling in his white tux, Andy dips Trish and kisses her. The guests give a standing ovation. Behind David and Bernadette, Cal and Beth suck face. Mooj and Paula wave fists in the air.
And for God's sake, consummate the thing!
Later in a posh hotel, Andy leads Trish up a staircase. Trish grabs his suspenders as they hurry.
I have the key.
He carries her into a suite, kissing her passionately. They stop.
Hey, I'm not gonna be done buffering the marble for about a half an hour, but you can come in and sit down if you want. Or wait in the lobby, it's okay. It's up to you.
The pot-bellied custodian resumes pushing the buffer.
Dude, get the fuck out of here!
Now, under luxurious bedding, Andy lies on top of Trish as they embrace and kiss. They look into each other's eyes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Trish gives him a kiss. As Andy's face hovers over her, he smiles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy shifts under the silky covers.
Mm. Wow. You're officially not a virgin.
Fade to black. Words appear. 1 minute later. Now Andy and Trish lie side by side.
Wow.
As Andy stares wide-eyed at the ceiling, Trish runs her fingertips between the straps of her white camisole.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
Good, okay. That was good. That was okay.
As Trish beams, Andy rolls on top of her.
Yeah.
Are you
ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
They kiss. Fade to black. Words appear. 2 hours later. Now Trish rests with her hair in a messy pile above her bare shoulders. Andy stares off, transfixed.
So how was that for you?
Andy sings.
When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
He suavely faces us.
Then peace will guide the planets. And love.
He runs in a field. J, David, and Cal dance shirtless.
Age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius.
The four men reach high. The guys sprint away with their bare chests puffed out. Now Trish bounds into Andy's arms. In the sunny field, Cal caresses his hairy belly.
Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding.
Behind him, Amy and the pudgy boy dance.
Golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal.
David does a high kick. Andy and the beautician do Tai Chi. David vogues, drawing his open fingers glamorously past his face. Andy and the guys do hopping twists. Now Andy sings Skyward. The guys and other dancers circle him, holding hands. Now David's hair bounces wildly over his white headband as he scats. Now Jay holds his hips, spreads his knees, and scoots from side to side like MC Hammer. Mooj, Paula, and the Indian salesman dance too. Andy and Trish lead a whole hillside of dancing people, including their minister. Now Andy lies flat on the raised hands of the dancers. In the hotel bed, Trish shields her face, laughing hysterically as Andy riffs. On the hilltop, a magnificent sunflower pinwheel turns behind the frolicking newlyweds and their friends. The joyful procession dances out of sight. Fade to black. Remaining opening titles, Leslie Mann, Jane Lynch, Kat Dennings, Jerry Bedknob, Shelley Malil. Casting by Allison Jones and Marla Garland. Music by Lyle Workman. Co-producer Seth Rogen. Costume designer Deborah McGuire. Editor Brent White. Production designer Jackson Degovia. Director of photography Jack Green, ASC. Executive producers Steve Carell, John Pohl. Produced by Judd Apatow, Clayton Townsend, Shauna Robertson. Written by Judd Apatow and Steve Carell. Directed by Judd Apatow. Cast: Steve Carell as Andy. Catherine Keener as Trish. Paul Rudd as David. Romany Malco as Jay. Seth Rogen as Cal. Elizabeth Banks as Beth, Leslie Mann as Nikki, Jane Lynch as Paula, Jerry Bedknob as Mooj, Shelley Malil as Aziz, Kat Dennings as Marla, Jordan Masterson as Mark, Chelsea Smith as Julia, Jonah Hill as eBay customer, Erica Vitina Phillips as Jill, Marika Domanchik as Bernadette, Mindy Kaling as Amy, Mo Collins as Gina, Jillian Vigman, Kimberly Page, Sienna Goines as Women at Speed Dating, Charlie Hartsock as Speed Dating MC, Nancy Walls as health clinic counselor, Cedric Yarbrough, David Keckner, Jeff Kahn as Dads at Health Clinic, Nick Lashaway, Lauren Berman, Julian Foster as Boys at Health Clinic, Loudon Wainwright as Priest, Lee Weaver as Joe, Gloria Helena Jones as Sarah, Jasmine as Prostitute, Mickey Mia as Waxing Lady, Denise Meyerson as Robin, Shannon Bradley, Brianna Lynn Brown, Elizabeth Carey, Elizabeth DeChico, Hillary Shepard, Barrett Swatek as Bar Girls, Carla Gallo as Toe-Sucking Girl, Michael Bierman as 16-year-old Andy, Marisa Guterman as Girl with Braces, Stormy Daniels as Porn Star, Kevin Hart, Wayne Fetterman, Ron Marasco, Joseph T. Mestrolia as Smart Tech Customers. Copyright 2005, Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Miles Neff. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. The 40-year-old virgin. This motion picture has been rated R by the Classification and Rating Administration.
It looks fantastic.